Östersund, Sweden, Team Canada's mixed relay skied to fourth place to close out a record-setting 2023 Para-Nordic Skiing World Championships on Sunday, January 29. The team, Colin Cameron, Mark Ahrens, Derek Zaplatinsky, and Natalie Wilkie, were held off the podium in Östersund, Sweden, in the 4x 2.5 km race that came down to a tight sprint finish. However, not taking gold, silver or bronze was a bit unusual for the Canucks after the athletes had won a remarkable 16 medals at the week-long international event, the most ever for the Canadian Para-Nordic ski team at a World Championships. "It's unbelievable," said Brian McKeever, head coach of the Para-Nordic ski team. "From my end, it shows that everything is still working and we continue to build. But in the end, it's the athletes that make it. It's their work and they are absolutely the ones who earned this." As snow flurries rushed down on the final day of races, Cameron started fast for Canada in the mixed relay. The Sit skier won 3 medals at the World Championships. Cameron went head-to-head with Sit skier Pavlo Bal, clinging to the heels of the Ukrainian for most of the first 2.5 kilometers loop. Ukraine, Canada, and USA were the top 3 countries at the first exchange. The reins of the race were given to Ahrens, who, within seconds, took over the top spot and began growing a big lead for Canada. The towering Canuck had himself a big week, winning 3 golds and a silver. Way out in front, Ahrens picked up where he had left off in Östersund, and tagged in Zaplatinsky with a nearly 65-second lead over Ukraine. However, Canada's top spot was not safe for long. 4-time Paralympic champion Teres Rad took a huge bite out of Canada's lead, erasing 65 seconds down to 12 seconds at the 1.5 kilometers marker. The Ukrainian took over in first from Canada and grew a lead of his own. The Germans also caught and passed Zaplatinsky to position Canada in third. Coming down to Wilkie, the triple gold medalist at these championships carried the Canadian flag in the last leg. In front of the Canadian anchor was a near 40-second deficient from first spot's Ludmila Lyasenko of Ukraine. Wilkie closed in second spot and visually impaired German skier Leonie Maria Walter. The pair were neck and neck for the rest of the race. From out of nowhere, U.S. ace Jake Adakoff came roaring from fourth place and overtook third and second spots. From there, Adakoff began hunting down Lyasenko. The visually impaired American chased down the Ukrainian and nabbed the lead to win the race. Lyasenko took silver. A drag race to the finish line was set to go down between Wilkie and Walter, but the Canadian didn't have any gas left in the tank to go toe-to-toe with the German as Canada finished fourth. Best ever World Championship performance by Canada Para-Nordic Ski Team. 16 individual medals earned, equaling our best ever Paralympic Games in 2018.9 in biathlon, 7 in cross-country, 0.7 first-place medal, 6 second-place medal and 3 third-place medal. Huge accomplishment by the whole team, athletes, techs, coaches and staff. Kate Boyd, at Kate_Boyd5, January 29, 2023. Ending the international event, Canada won 16 medals, 7 gold, 6 silver, 3 bronze, which is the most won for Canada at a Para-Nordic Skiing World Championships after breaking the previous record of 10 in 2019 in Prince George, British Columbia. 5 Canadians finished on the podium in individual races: Ahrens, Cameron, Wilkie, Christina Picton, and Brittany Hudak. Canada finished third in the medal count. Germany, 6 gold, 12 silver, 9 bronze, and Ukraine, 6 gold, 8 silver, 13 bronze, tied for first with 27 medals.